think usually that comes before the sermon.
Yeah, right.
Now it seemed like they're leaving because I got up here. Like, this morning we'll be looking at loving like Jesus. I want to thank the brothers who are leading us this morning in the other elements of our worship. And join me now at John chapter 13, verse 34. It reads, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for an opportunity to be able to talk about a subject that's always so needed. Father, we thank you for expressing your love toward all mankind, seeing our need, sending us your very best in the person of Jesus Christ to come and to endure the cross for our sake, to put on his shoulders the suffering and the sin and the penalties that we so rightfully deserved ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for his love, his sacrifice, his great gift, the great gift that you've given to mankind. Help us as recipients of that gift to recognize the gift that we've received and to also likewise give that same gift to others that we encounter. Bless us as we look at your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A new commandment I give, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You know, the commandment itself really wasn't that new. What's new is the example. The example. Love has been throughout, from Genesis to Revelation. You can't read a book without seeing God's love for man, his expectations that we love one another. But what we see different and unique in this New Testament is that now we have something to compare to. We have an example. And so this new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you shows us that we have a standard. We have someone to look to. We have someone, as the song was just singing, that with his hand outstretched leading us down this path. Valley low, we have someone that's leading and revealing and illuminating even in the darkness. And so as we look at today's scripture taken from John, we see this profound statement, this commandment that Jesus gives us as followers of Jesus Christ, that you love one another. It's not just something he says as a option for a Christian. This is a commandment that we love one another just like Christ loved us. This is Jesus calling us to a radical way of living. You know, I don't know about you. I know we sing a lot of songs about love. We're plagued. You turn the TV on and you see love stories and you see commercials and you see all these things about love. And yet, we as much as we know about it, it's so difficult to really understand it. And even if we can put our whole minds around the concept of love, it's even harder to consistently practice it. And so that's our challenge, always, to love, and especially to love like Jesus has called us to love. You know, I don't know about you, but I would ask you to kind of look and think back to someone who's made a profound impact in your life. Someone who you look up to, someone who you admire, someone, I'm talking about people you know. And I guarantee you that there is a uniqueness to whoever this person is and your relationship to them, and that somehow love is characterized. Love is the very substance of that relationship that you have with that person. That they serve, they lead, they teach, they help, they encourage. They love. When you find special people that love, you find a spouse that loves. I have a spouse that loves me in spite of me. Yeah. She loves me when she can't say she likes me at that moment. She still loves me. Anyway, I ain't going to talk about that this morning. Praise be to God. But I figured since I was flying by there, I might as well shoot a little something out there right now. Amen. Let's look at how Jesus loved and how we're called to love. And by no means is this exhaustive. By no means does this cover every way in which Jesus has loved or God has loved or every aspect of God's love. You know, God's love is so big and it's so wide. And you can do all sorts of jokes. How wide is it? It's so big. It's so wide. We can't even wrap our minds around it. But I give you and offer you these three ideas and things to think about. First of all, God's sacrificial love. We're going to really be dealing with that a lot on next week, obviously. The world is going to be talking about this sacrificial love. But every single day, every single moment, we have this opportunity, this moment to reflect upon this great sacrifice that Jesus made for all of mankind. And every now and then, I just kind of let my mind get out there. Like, how is it that, you know, what was this convention that was going on up in heaven to make Jesus say, hey, here I am, send me? What kind of love does it take to step out of deity, to step out of his greatness, to step out of his holiness, and to enter into this world plagued with sin, having to feel what we feel, having to endure what we have to endure here on this earth? I'll tell you what it took. It took love, great love for someone else. Great, looking at the best interest of others, as a brother was sharing so eloquently in Ephesians. This wasn't happenstance. He thought about us. He saw our need, and he met it in a perfect way through the person of Jesus Christ. He loved us. And how did he show it? He showed it by giving his most valuable possession. Jesus, God, the Father giving his most valued possession in the Son giving his most valued possession in himself. For who? For someone equal to or better than? No. For us who least deserve this great grace and mercy. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. Oh, and look at the back end. And we also ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Here he demonstrated that not only this is what I'm doing for you, but also look at what I have done. Go do likewise. Here's my example. Follow it. And as we think about sacrificial love, I mean, oftentimes we talk about it as, you know, when Mother's Day comes. Not so much on Father's Day, but a whole lot on Mother's Day. I cry foul with that, but that's okay. We'll talk about that on Father's Day when that comes up. But look at this, the sacrificial love that we think about when we think about mama. And right on cue, Hunter walks in with the baby in his hand, showing dads are handling our business too. Amen, brother. Praise God for that. But But the sacrifice your parents made, there we go. Think about the sacrifice they made for you to have what you have. And whatever you have and wherever you are, it's because someone went before you and gave up something for you. I want my son to have more. I'm laying a foundation for them to have more than I. And so that's what it takes. It takes giving up something so that someone else can be blessed and benefited by you just in that moment giving up. You know, there's a picture here. This is Dr. Paul Brand, Christian physician, made great strides in leprosy. He was working in India for quite some time. And there was a patient that came to him and came in with a bandage, a wound on his foot. And the doctor wanted to treat him. And he said, no, I won't take treatment from you. Why won't you take treatment from me? He said, because I stole from you before. And because I stole from you, you know, I don't feel right from that. And he confessed his sin before the doctor. And the doctor started treating him. And not only did he treat him, for 2 months, he treated his foot on a daily basis. The guilt that this young man probably had as he's, you know, going before him, it wore him down, the love that the doctor continued to give to him, the way in which he continued to sacrifice and to serve and to give and to love wore him down so much that he even opened his life and his heart to Jesus Christ. Love penetrates in ways that nothing else can. I mean, if you think about the movement, even the civil rights movement and all that, and you can hear all these different voices saying, how do we achieve this? How do we get freedom? How do we do it? And one person stood up and said, you know what? Just love people. Even when they're hitting you, love them. Even when they're beating you, love them. Even when they're sicking dogs on you, love them. Even when they have fire hoses on you, love them. Love breaks down barriers and walls that nothing else can. Love. And when you love, it makes it very clear who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side. You just keep loving people. Oh, they're saying this about me. You just keep loving. And eventually, everything settles and you understand. I'm only got to the first point. Okay. Second, love unconditionally. Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Wow, loving unconditionally. Once again, we're to love in the way Jesus loved. And I want you to think about how Jesus loves us. And how his love for us is. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. Well, really he does, but he doesn't hold us to perfection in and of ourselves. He comes in to meet that perfection for us. He comes in to clothe us in his perfection. He comes in to give us out of our garments for us to be able to put on white garments for him. And so he understands where we are. He understands our greatest needs. He can see our faults. He can see the stuff nobody else can see. You know, we dress up real nice on Sundays. Jesus sees beyond the facade. He can see beyond that. I'm not doing that to scare you. I'm actually doing that to let you see how great his love is for you. Because if some people knew the real you, couldn't handle it. Jesus, knowing the real you, still called you to his gospel. Still desires to use you in his ministry. Knowing your baggage, still died on a cross for you and I. While we were yet dead in our sins and our trespasses, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. He died for us. He loves us, and he continues loving us, and our being perfectly adhering to his standards doesn't stop him from continuing to love us, and he will love us to the end, even if we don't reciprocate that love. He loves us. And what's that encouragement for us? Love people, even when it's hard. Loving isn't always easy. It's not always easy. There are some people in your family. Got quiet up in here. Somebody just thought about somebody right there. See? Somebody in your family. It's hard to love them. There's someone in the family. Church family. Sometimes hard to love. If you can't find someone that's hard to love in your family or even in your church family, maybe you are the person who, okay, all right. I'm sorry. I took a shot there. Okay. You guys remember Corrie Ten Boom, Dutch Christian who helped hide many, many Jews during the Nazi occupation of Netherlands. Her and her family risked their own lives protecting Jewish neighbors and were eventually caught and sent to a concentration camp. While in camp, she struggled to forgive her captors and those who betrayed her family. However, as she continued to read about Jesus' command to love our enemies, she was able to find strength to forgive and show love even in the darkest of circumstances. And she eventually even went on to share this message of forgiveness and unconditional love with others, including the very Nazi guards who once tormented her. You know, her story is a powerful example of forgiveness, and there's so many others. I remember reading about Nelson Mandela, and even as he went through his whole ordeal and then rose to become the president of South Africa, some of the very people that he invited to his inauguration were some of the guards that were there, that for a while were hard and harsh toward him. And yet he let forgiveness come out, and he reaches out to them, recognizing, you know, what God had done. You know, it's kind of like the Joshua moment. You see, God's hand was through this all along. I said Joshua, I meant Joseph. Joseph, God's hand was in there all along. And yet when God puts you in that position, how do you respond? Joseph could have responded to his brothers with the sword. But instead, how did he respond? With love, with forgiveness. It was painful, hurt him and hurt his brothers and all that, but they responded in the right way. Lastly, love consistently. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, let all that you do be done in love. Love isn't just a one-time shot. I loved them that day. I don't know. They're hard to love, so I tried. No, I think usually when that's the struggle, I think that's exactly where God wants us to be to help us to pass the tests. When it's the most challenging, then I think as Christians, that's where we need to run. That's where we need to be, right there. That's where the greatest lesson is for us. It's easy to love people who love you. It's easy to love people you have so much in common with. It's easy to love people who you know are going to reciprocate that love in the same way. But once again, God is calling us to a greater standard, a greater way of living, a greater way of loving based upon how he loves us. I'll just read the scripture one last time. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. The Christian's DNA is love. It's love. Clothed in love, bathed in love, recipients of God's great love, givers of that same love we've received. Let's bow with me in prayer, please. Father in heaven, help us to love like you have loved us. Continually love us. Father, you came into this world. You showed love for the whole world, Lord, all classes, rich and the poor, black and white, those with means, those without. Lord, we thank you for showing us this great love, and yet we're challenged. We're challenged to love like you loved and recognize that it's hard. In this flesh, it's hard. And yet we need these encouragements to help us to look into the mirror. Help us to draw a little closer and grow a little bit in this area of weakness for mankind. Father, help us. Bless, guide, protect, and keep us, Lord, as we continually strive to do your will and to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless, guide, protect, watch over, and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen.